Several of you are getting ready for upcoming trade shows. So today I'm going to share how you can create a simple but effective way to turn your trade show leads, people you meet at the shows, into new wholesale customers. And spoiler alert, the success of what I'm about to teach you hinges on one singular thing: follow through. You got to do the work to see the results. Okay. So we know that exhibiting at a wholesale trade show is a great way to get in front of a wide range of buyers. But exhibiting at a wholesale show, there's a lot of benefits. You'll hear feedback on your products. You'll see how customers are interacting and engaging with your collection. You'll have an opportunity to continue building relationships with your existing wholesale accounts as well as your industry peers. I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits. People really enjoy connecting with their peers. But being at an in-person trade show, it leads to opportunities that you may not even have on your radar. I personally connected with sales reps at shows and licensing partners at trade shows. Those were relationships that led to future revenue for my business. In fact, one of those is still a passive income stream for me now, years and years later. So trade shows present a lot of opportunities. But the biggest mistakes that I see brands making when it comes to selling wholesale and exhibiting at a trade show is that they do not prioritize follow-up. Many brands don't follow up after meeting someone in person at a show. Many brands don't follow up after they've sent out email pitches or snail mail pitches, sample kits, or catalogs. Many brands don't follow up with wholesale accounts that haven't placed an order in a while. And each of these are missed opportunities. And friends, if you're not following up, you are leaving money on the table. And in the case of exhibiting at a trade show, if you don't follow up, you are not maximizing all of the time, the money, and the effort that you have spent to exhibit and be at that trade show. It's kind of like running a marathon and quitting at the 25th mile, or planning to build a house and finishing before the roof goes on or before the kitchen's done. Your follow-up does not have to be complex. And today I'm going to tell you about things that you can do while you're on site at a trade show to make that post-show follow-up easier and more profitable. And the best part, I'm going to break it into 5 simple steps. You are going to want to grab a notebook for this episode, so go ahead and push pause if you need to grab one, or listen now and let it all sink in, and then come back and re-listen when you're in a spot to jot down notes, because this is one you're going to want to take notes on. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. So let's get into it. Step 1, I want you to track who you meet at your trade show. There are lots of different tech tools that you can use at trade shows to collect customer information, such as scanning people's badges or even taking photos of their badge with your phone. But hands down, my absolute favorite option is just a low-tech notebook that you keep on hand in your booth. So as you meet people, you can ask for their business cards and staple it in the front of your notebook. So on each page, you can fit a few different business cards, and then you jot down notes about what that customer was interested in, which products they looked at, any personal details that they shared with you. And you're going to note something distinctive about what they were wearing, or a story that will help you remember who they were, what they looked like, and it will help you in your follow-up. Now, if a buyer does not have a business card with them, don't stress. You can take a photo of their badge and then make notes in your notebook once they've left your booth. So you'll want to jot down, you know, their name and their company name, and then you can refer back to the photo when you are back in your studio. But you don't have to stress if they don't have a business card. Take a picture of that badge, and most people will have no problem letting you take a picture of their badge. Step two is engage in casual conversation. In the 41st round of Paper Camp, which ran in March, someone asked for tips on how to engage with buyers when they come by our booth. You know, should we launch straight into our pitch? Should we give the buyer a chance to look around? What's the best strategy here, they asked. And my advice to them was to mirror the energy of the buyer as they come into your booth. Have you ever attended an open house for an apartment you wanted to rent or a house you wanted to buy? We did this weekend, actually. My husband and I went looking at some houses locally. We're just kind of curious. And it was so interesting to see how the different real estate agents interacted with us. Some of them were just like, hey, how's it going? And like gave us space to look around. Some of them were like, here, take a flyer, sign in. Some of them were like peppering us with questions about where we live now and what are we looking for and what size house do we need? All these things, right? And I will say it was super overwhelming. And so the same is true of wholesale buyers that are walking trade shows. We want to give them a chance to look around. We want to mirror their energy. So definitely greet them, say hello, let them look around your booth, and then you can ask questions and engage with them in a casual conversation. But again, we want to do this in a really natural way that doesn't feel overwhelming to the other person. So, you know, some types of things you could do are ask questions about what types of products they're looking for generally at the show. You're not asking them to comment on your product line specifically, but you're asking them what they're looking for. You can ask them about their store and their customers. But again, we don't want to pepper them. We just want to ask lighthearted questions. We can ask what types of products they sell in their shop or who their core customer is. Or we can just like keep it super casual. And if you like the glasses they're wearing, you can compliment them on their glasses or ask what type of glasses they are. Engaging in that casual and more curious type of conversation rather than a forced sales conversation will feel more natural to you and it'll be more comfortable for them. So again, we don't want to create like a high stress sales environment, but we do want people to feel seen and heard, but not aggressively sold to. And people don't usually mind talking about themselves and having a casual conversation. You know, that conversation will help to make your follow-up easier and more tailored after the show because you'll be able to reference, oh yeah, you know, we talked about your cat or whatever it was. But I do caution you, like, think about putting yourself in their shoes and how would you like to be connected with and really do mirror their own energy. If they come in and they're super chatty, feel free to be chatty with them. If they come in the cheer booth and it's like super calm and like chill, just keep that vibe going. All right, step three, after this buyer leaves your booth, staple the business card into the notebook and jot down these unique and interesting things that you talked about with them. And we want to be able to reference this in our follow-up. So again, thinking about what types of products were they looking at? Did you talk about their cat, their fun glasses? Was something happening in town where their store is located that they mentioned to you? You know, write down any notes about their store, the person themselves, which products they were interested in, or any other details that again can help you with follow-up, personalize that follow-up rather. I also like to use this time to prioritize each contact. So for example, I use and recommend what I call an ABC ranking system with my customers and clients. So A people, if we're going to rank people ABC, the A folks are people that need immediate follow-up. So these could be stores wanting samples, press wanting photos, someone needing specialty pricing on a bulk order, whatever it might be, these are hot leads. These are people who are interested in working with you and purchasing, and we just need to follow up and get them some information they requested. Our tier B leads are people who are interested. We connected with them, but they maybe weren't ready to purchase at the show. They're a warm lead and they may need additional support and information from us to actually convert to a hot lead. And then C in this ABC tier ranking system are people who I met at the show, but maybe they're not actual buyers. Maybe they're peers in the industry or suppliers that I want to partner with, or they could be shop owners that I met that just didn't seem like a really great fit, but those folks are usually cold leads. And so I do this tiering system at the show because when you return home, the rankings will help you prioritize who to follow up with first, second, and third, because you're short on time and you're trying to get orders out the door. And there's a lot that needs to happen when you get back from a show. But these notes that you've left and this ranking of ABC will guide who you're following up with. So when you have a limited amount of time to follow up with, you'll know who to touch base with first, and the notes from your conversation will guide you and it will help remind them who you are when you follow up. So that's step three. For step four, after the show, this is where you'll write personal emails to everyone that you ranked A's first and then B's, and then you'll email C's if you have time. I do recommend having a templated email that you can customize for each person. And this template should include some key details. So the first thing is we want to thank them for stopping by our booth. We want to remind them what we sell. So for my labs members, this is where that buy block that I'm always talking about, the sharing the important details about how much they'll need to spend, what products you offer, how many SKUs they'll need to choose. That's where this buy block comes in handy. The third thing we will always want to include is having a clear call to action, such as we have three easy ways for you to order from us. And then you can list out, you know, where to order online, email, phone, through your sales rep. Choose a handful of ways, two or three ways that you want them to place their order. And in your follow-up email, refer back to your notes and mention anything interesting that you and this person talked about. Because again, it will make your email more friendly and personable, but it will also help to jog the buyer's memory of who you are and the products that you sell. These folks talk to a lot of people at these shows. Their brains get tired. Everything starts to look the same after a while. And so if you can talk about their cat, their glasses, whatever it was that you spoke about at the show, that's going to help them pinpoint who you are when you follow up. So it creates a lot more of a connection there. And step five is where we want to nurture our leads. So we want to add everyone that we meet at the trade show to our email service provider and follow them on social media immediately after the show. I often get asked whether we can add buyers to our email list when we meet them at a trade show, and the answer is yes. When a shop owner gives you their business card or shares their email with you or gives you permission to take a picture of their badge and follow up with them later, they are consenting to receiving additional information from you, and you can therefore add them to your email service provider. Now, once they get added to your wholesale email list, we want them to get on your wholesale welcome sequence and then your monthly nurture emails. A shocking number of brands drop the ball on follow-up, but particularly this step of ongoing nurturing of your leads. And there is no reason for it. We can create an automated system through our email service provider that keeps our brand and our products top of mind with our wholesale accounts and prospective leads. And so these are some strategies I teach in our Proof to Product Labs program. And I even have templates that you can use to make the writing process faster and easier so that you can get them moving quicker. So whether you use our templates or you create your own, the goal here is really to nurture our leads so that we can build that whole know, like, and trust factor. And each of our follow-up touch points should be adding value. We want to provide wholesale buyers with information that they need to make those buying decisions and ultimately strengthen our relationships with each shop at each touch point. So whether we're connecting in an email, whether we're, you know, commenting on their social media feed, everything should be adding value and building an authentic connection. We want to make it easy for people to purchase our products. And if they're a new lead, we want them to place an initial order. If they're an existing account, we want them to reorder more consistently and increase their average order value. So this follow-up engine is where the money is made. So let's recap real quick everything I went through here. To ensure that we're converting more of our show leads into customers, we need to follow a five-step process. The first step is to track who you meet at a trade show. Use the notebook and stapler method or technology to scan badges. The second step is to engage in conversation and get to know people. Use this time at the show to build connections and relationships with buyers and peers. Step three is keep notes on who you meet and, more importantly, what you discussed, and use that ABC prioritization method to decide who you should be following up with first, second, and third after your trade show is over. Step four, after the show, we want to send personalized follow-up emails and have a strong call to action that encourages people to place an order with you. And step five, we want to continue nurturing the people we meet at the show. Some may not buy right away, so we want to add them to our email list, where they should get routed to your welcome sequence and then your monthly nurture emails. We want to follow and engage with them on social media and continue with meaningful touch points to remind them about what you sell and your brand. And lastly, remember that some follow-up is better than none. Exhibiting at a trade show is a lot of work. You're pouring your time, your money, your effort into this show, so let's really make the most of it. Following these steps will help you simplify your follow-up process and identify which contacts to follow up with first. All right, friend, I hope today's episode was helpful to you. I look forward to hearing how this follow-up strategy works for you. If you'd like to learn more about how to build out your monthly nurture emails so that you can keep your wholesale customers coming back for more, head to prooftoproduct.com/email marketing and download our free guide. It's called Email Marketing for Product Makers, and this guide will get you started with lots of ideas for what to say and when to send your monthly marketing emails. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/email marketing. And if you're one of our labs members, be sure to leverage our email marketing templates that are always available to you. I'm going to be adding a few more to our community soon. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to connect with your customers in a meaningful way so that you're building strong relationships and ultimately selling more of your products. So we're going to provide you with lots of templates to get that going. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll be back next week with a new episode.